Hello, hola, bonjour. Tune in every Tuesday to the Dear God Podcast.
¿Y qué pasó?
Nah, we talking like it's 1995. Let go of that Wi-Fi. Let's laugh and cry, but never say goodbye.
Primos y primas, que lo que, and welcome, bienvenidos to the Dear God, Are We There Yet? The podcast con tu prima favorita, soy Alicia. Another episode. Thank you for tuning in, for everyone. And, you know, we've got a little something new with Dear God, Are We There Yet? Yup. If you've been to our Instagram, or if you've been to our website, or you've been onto our YouTube, no matter what it is, we have finally defined our brand. We finally have defined what our vision and our mission is, and that's cultivating experiences through volunteering while raising awareness to be socially conscious, one conversation at a time. That's right, and this podcast is about having questions and conversations about anything under the sun, because guess what? Those are the things that we want to do, talking like it's 1995. So I want to get into the episode for today, because I know everybody's like listening and tuning in to podcasts these days because we're all at home, or I mean, I've been working from home for a long time, so I mean, it's like, really, we have to be quarantined? But you know what, it's safe than sorry, right? And me, I'm gonna be honest, like, it was just the other day that I canceled my tickets. I was like, nah, they're just exaggerating, whatever. Like, that was my attitude, because I feel like when there's always a hype about something, it's always to get consumers to buy or consumers to do something else, and then they throw out the flag and like, no, todo está bien. So honestly, yeah, I was just kind of skeptic. Anywho, so I'm not like that anymore, because I know there's a lots of people that are dying, and there are a lot of people are sick. So my condolences to everybody, and I really want everybody to be safe. So sit your butts at home, seriously. Like, just stay home, because it's better. But I want to talk about the elephant in the room, la coronavirus, the recession in our business, because, you know, as a small business owner and entrepreneur per se, and trying to create a brand and bring Dear God, Are We There Yet to light, and just in the beginning stages of redefining, like I just said to you guys, redefining who we are, what we're going to do, it's scary, because you're just like, ¿qué hay ahora? And I can feel it. Like, I can feel it through everything. I'm talking about speaking engagements canceled. I mean, I was supposed to speak in April, canceled. Oh, supposed to go to Brightside Conference this weekend coming up, and canceled. Supposed to be going to other speaking events, and they are postponed, canceled, per se. And it's like, es una locura, right? And when you are relying on those things for income, or you're trying to grow your business, or you're trying to do your side hustle, you know, you are literally one step, one project, one thing at a time. And it's very scary. And I don't want to talk about all the scary stuff, because I know that you guys are scared, you're anxious, you're worried, and I get it. I get it. So I'm going to start off the podcast with, like, just something that really set in my mind to help me sleep at night. And when I say help me sleep at night, and I'm actually going to do a YouTube about this, is budgets, right? So yo soy adicta. I am addicted to budgets. Like, I love budgets. I grew up with them. My father was really huge on them. And in a time in a recession, a time when there's the stock market is going no bueno, you know, you start thinking about the money, and you start thinking about income. You start thinking of, okay, everything is a ripple effect, you know? Mucha gente dicen, a lot of people are saying, like, oh, this is not going to affect me. This is not going to affect me. But hello, economics 101, economics 101. Come on, everything. Everything is intertwined, and we cannot be naive to not knowing that they don't intertwine. And if you pay attention, the stock market is kind of like your cheat sheet to the world. Because even if you don't trade, even if you're not involved with trading or anything in that sense, tú tienes que poner atención, because it's telling you basically our financial health for the economy. And kind of what let me sleep at night this past weekend was, one, creating. Like, oh my God, I got on the machine. Let me get my mind off of stuff. Quiero coser un ching. I want to sew. I want to craft. That always eases my mind. But it it all started with my mindset. Like, we know that this certain things that we cannot control. And I know you're going to be hearing things and you read things every single day about the coronavirus. And look, I just want to get to the point with the podcast today because I want to really give you guys action things that literally has been helping me sleep at night, because I was a little anxious when it comes to like the what if of the economy. But there's this quote that many people have heard. And if you've survived 100% of your worst days, yes, you've already survived it. And we're surviving it every single day, that we're in our homes, that we're able to go and we buy food, we're with our families, and we're healthy. And then the ones that are not healthy at this time, no, you're going to get through this. And together we can help you get through this. But right now, it's important for us to allow ourselves to feel that fear and then work through it. Because if we don't, like me, if I don't like, if I just try to tell myself, okay, stop being anxious about it, like everything's going to be okay, then I'm not working through it and I'm just throwing it under the rug. And I'm really super known for doing that. Like, I'm just, you know, I live in La La Land sometimes. I'm like a unicorn. But no, seriously, like, we have to learn. Like, we can, podemos estar, tener miedo, but we have to learn how to work through the fear. So number one, let's minimize our triggers. Seriously. Like, I want you to think about what's making you anxious, and I want you to minimize it or eliminate it, and for you to be exposed in it. And this starts with a plan. And this is why I was saying that, like, my thing was, like, budgets and, you know, being financially okay and all that stuff, and making sure you don't have to, you know, we don't have to dip in our savings and our, you know, any investments or whatever the case is, and interest rates and for our house and all this stuff, because we're, you know, homeowners and all this stuff. And it's like, Alicia, let's look at it. Let's work through it. Let's look at this plan. Then do the things that bring you joy and calm, like reading or doing a puzzle. For me, I love sewing. I love getting on the Cricut. I love doing anything with pottery. I love creating. Like, I have to feel that I'm doing something with my hands, and it takes my mind off of it. Este el tiempo. This is the time, seriously. If you have not done anything creative, like, literally, get some crayons, get a pen if you don't have crayons. If you have kids, you better have crayons, because we have a baby. She's only 8 months old, 9 months old, and we have crayons, even though she doesn't use them. But you know what I mean. Get creative. You don't even need crayons. You can just create stuff. Create a fort. You know, like, just really get your mind out of every day. And the reason why I tell you that is because then you'll come back with a fresh perspective of, like, okay, I got through that. I got through that right now. And then I want you to create your own mantra for this time in your life, you know, and use it. Use your mantra, like, create one. What do you need to hear every single day to stay calm? Whatever it is, that's your mantra, you know, todo lo día. For me, it's, you know, something like, you know, it's not that it's going to be okay or we're going to get through this. It's, you know, there's light. There's light. For me, is there's light. I lose. There's light. There's light. And if I keep telling myself there's light, I know it, because in every situation in our lives, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. There's always some type of light. And there's something always that we're forced. And it's sad. It's sad that, I mean, there has to be darkness and there has to be light. So every time I think of light, I'm thinking of myself like, yeah, where's the light? Where's my light bulb? And that's my mantra, because I have a family and it's different now. It's not just my wife and I. It's my wife and I and our child. And it's different when you have a child or you have pets, you know, because you have to think about your pets like as a person too, because they need things. And you start to think about not yourself. You start to think about what they need. And then you start to think about what other people that are in those shoes, they need. Lean on your support system. You know, like, I love my mom. I call my mom almost every single day. Like, literally, I love my mom. I just do. We just call each other every single day. And she tells me, I listen to her, you know, her theories about The Onion. And if you have not heard about The Onion, yeah, you might want to Google it, how Dominicans are cutting an onion a certain way and leaving their house for the bacteria or germs or whatever. Look, I'm not going to knock it, but it's just funny for me to be able to have those conversations with her and just have support, just laugh. And sometimes people look, you know, you're seeing things on social media and you're like, oh my God, these people are saying these things. Look, this is how people cope sometimes, you know? And if they are going to have 1,000 memes about why you need toilet paper, then guess what? It's going to make them laugh, and doesn't mean that they're insensitive, or it doesn't mean that. It's just that they're trying to cope in different ways, and people cope in all different types of ways. during these times, you need your friends, you need your family, your business besties. Who are these people? And you have to connect with them within your community. I'm building a brand, I'm building a business, I'm building something, a community, and I call it more of a community. And our vision is helping people through these, you know, questions, conversations, and, you know, empowering these, you know, experiences, but cultivating experiences through volunteering. That's like a major thing about the community, and raising awareness through being socially conscious. And I have to be creative and say, you know, I have to fast forward what I want to do and focus on what I need now, because there's so many things that people need and they can do. Like, you can volunteer from your home, and a lot of people do not know that. I've just sent my brother-in-law a volunteering gig to be a crisis, like a text crisis. You know, he has a background in certain things that I know he would be perfect for that, and he's totally going to be up for volunteering now. And there's so many things you can do from home, and you can volunteer. I'm going to, and my YouTube channel, I already started it. It's called Crafts Create Change, and you'll be seeing that from me. I'm going to be actually getting on the sewing machine and doing some crafts that create change, and I'm going to show you guys how you guys can do certain crafts to create change, to donate to people in different organizations, people, nonprofits, whatever it is. It could be your neighbor who lost their dog, like simple as that. It doesn't have to be something so big. My whole point is that lean on your support, and that's the mindset, like, you know. And if you feel scared, write it down. Write down what's scaring you, and write down, you know, what happens if and what, and have those conversations with your significant other or your family member or whoever. And if you're by yourself and you're single, and just pick up the phone, call your best friend, call someone that you can have that support, and really talk through it, because you can't put it under a rug, like I usually do. Pero tú tienes que hacerlo, you know, together. Through this, we're going to do this together. And if you're a business, you know, and you're trying to tell yourself, you know, what can I do right now? Like, oh my God, I have to get rid of this, I have to do that. You know, last week I made some really tough choices in my personally for me and my team, because I felt like, oh my God, I needed to be very serious about the situation from a business perspective. And I said, you know what, I'm going to take the time right now. I'm going to work on elements that I can work, and the other elements that I cannot work at this time, that is okay. But if you are a business, like, literally, think about all the people that need your services during this time. I just read something the other day that said, you know, there's going to be a lot of moms that have never homeschooled their kids, and they have no idea how to schedule it out. And if you are a productive coach or whatever, like, share your services. There's going to be so much people who, you know, need to go to the gym, but they can't, and they need to lose weight or whatever the case is, and or they need to get healthy and they can't go to the gym. Like, workout homes, like, if you're a coach or you're a fitness person, like, put your services out there. I was just telling my wife that I'm going to do, like, obstacle courses in the backyard to stay active, since I can't go to the gym. But shout out to my girl, Ashley. I love you, girl. Grade A Muscle. And no, she did not pay me for this. I just absolutely love her. But no, seriously, like, there are services out there. There's people that probably need to work from home, and they don't even know how. They don't know the logistics of working from home. Maybe it's technology-wise or whatever. And there's going to be a lot of opportunities for people to even change careers or change shifts of what they do, instead of being, you know. So be of service to someone and find those ways out that, and through those ways, you can alleviate yourself and your business plan. And it's all about socially conscious in your brand, in your business, like, adding that element into your brand. And this is, like, the perfect time to do it. So you can update your imagery, which I was just, like, on Upwork. I love Upwork. No, they didn't pay me for this either. But I love Upwork because I can go ahead and find certain people that can help me. You can update your product descriptions or whatever that you have, whatever you're selling, your email list, like, clean up those sequences. And if you don't have a ConvertKit, no, they're not paying me either. Oh my God, I'm giving a lot of people, all these, that compañía, I'm giving them a lot of shout outs, right? No, seriously. If you need an email list, ConvertKit.com, they have a free plan, by the way. And if you need help with that, and you need to build your list, or you need to start somewhere for your business, and you're like, oh, I need to just do it, this is actually the perfect time, and it's free, did I tell you that? But if you need to answer questions, if you need to do testimonials, if you need to understand Google Analytics, take a class on it. Like, really take the time. If you need to, you know, social media, if you have to get out there and talk to your community, let them see your face and hear your voice, like, I need to personally do that and practice what I preach, because I need to get out there into the community to really let you guys know what I'm doing now with Dear God, Are We There Yet? But use your stories, make a marketing top priority, run ads, you know, blog, like, write, get creative for how you're connecting with your people. Trust me, time is, like, the best thing, and educating yourself. You can never know too much. Anytime, yo te digo ahora, like, anytime that I am doing something in my business or not even in my personal life, I'm constantly learning, because I don't know everything, and I sure as heck do not want to know everything. So ask yourself, did I learn something today? What can I learn during this process? And the last but not least, because, you know, I'm such a big, like, on budgets, and I'm going to be doing something on YouTube, a video on YouTube about this, about, you know, your finances. Before you start cutting every expense, and before you start thinking about, oh my God, this is so overwhelming, you need to write down your budget. You need to start there. And a lot of people is like, oh yeah, I have a budget. But then you ask them, what is your operating cost as a family every month? And they're like, what? You should know that number by heart. What is it a cost for you to live every single month? What does that number look like? You should know that by heart. You shouldn't have to go and calculate it. So I'm going to ask you, how much is it for you to live every month? You should know the exact number to the cent. And if you do not know that, you need a budget. And you need to understand where you can cut off. Remember, like, this is the time that you can consolidate in certain things. If you have a really close brother, sister, auntie, uncle, whatever, tia, tio, comadre, compadre, and they have a Netflix, look, Netflix has 5 accounts. You could be like, you guys, can we get on one account? I'll pay you $5 or something like that. Like, gotta get creative. You know, go into your email and, like, unsubscribe on a lot of things that you know you cannot be shopping right now if that's not in your thing. Get creative on your food. You know, you can't get out, clearly. So get creatives on the foods that you can make, and, you know, and cut off on the subscriptions if you don't need them at this time, because you know that you have to cut back because it's the unknown. What is going to help you, do not cut it off. But what is just something like it's a lovely want, you might have to cut it off, and you might have to sacrifice that extra time in you doing it. You know, I have a little super small team, and there's a lot of things that I need to start doing again or doing or more of or whatever. And it's not because, oh my God, I don't want to do it, I don't want to do this, I don't know that. It's because you have to have healthy choices in your financial for your personal life and your business. And so I'm telling you right now, don't let this recession get to you guys, because if you have a plan, you're going to feel way much better, because you're going to feel like, wow, even though it might feel a little tight, or it might, you're going to know que ese número, the coronavirus, stay inside. There's nothing that we can do right now but stay inside. And the only thing that we can do is channel that anxiety and that stress by doing something else and talking to people. And remember, you guys, that, you know, it's your business is going to prevail this, and this is going to teach you something. Everything teaches us something, and I want you guys to all stay safe. I love you guys so much. Hasta la próxima. I cannot wait to share with you guys lots that are coming with, you know, Dear God, Are We There Yet? Yo no podía hablar, like, se me fue la palabra. And I'm going to definitely be posting more on YouTube, but also on Instagram, and just really getting out there with the community, because I really want you guys to know what I'm doing. So, hasta la próxima, hasta la quince la mañana. I will see you guys next week. And remember that what you do today is going to benefit you para mañana. Have a good one. Bye.